While the Bush administration is looking for support for a war against Iraq, an estimated 300,000 Iraqis live in the United States. NPR's Madeline Brand spoke with a few Iraqis in New York about their feelings and those of their families who are still in Iraq as the possibility of war grows closer.
There aren't a lot of Iraqis living in New York, maybe 500 or so, but chances are they've been to this Iraqi restaurant in the East Village. Its owner, Salam Alwari, functions as a sort of unofficial liaison for Iraqi expats.
It is very rarely that there is an Iraqi that we don't know of. You know, I have three restaurants, I catch everybody.
But that's not to say that the Iraqis here all have the same opinion about a war with Iraq. Gathered around a table downstairs, away from the restaurant hubbub and sitting on cushions, they talk with each other about their different ideas about an impending war, some against, others for, all concerned about their relatives in Baghdad.
Now I speak with them every day. They live in Baghdad. They live in the heart of a very dangerous neighborhood between the TV station and Al-Rashid Hotel and the presidential palace. So they're in the hottest spot in town. I try to make sure that they have an evacuation plan. I set them up with enough supplies and water and food for a month, and let's see what happens after that.
Salam Alwari peels a clementine and sips some hot mint tea. He left Iraq in 1978 after his political agitating got too dangerous.
I lost most of my friends in torture chambers and on street assassinations. The bells were ringing. You either go or you stay, you die.
As much as he despises Saddam Hussein, Alwari does not want to see a war against Iraq. He fears a million people will die. Too high a price to pay, he says. Maysoon Tofiq agrees. She also left Iraq in the 1970s and now works as an engineer in Manhattan.
The number of missiles they're planning to hit Baghdad with, double the amount that they used in the 40 days in the 91 Gulf War. What do they think? Where are these missiles going to go? On Saddam? You know, he's probably not even going to be touched by any of them. That's total destruction of Baghdad, of the people living in Baghdad. It's a big city. I can't understand how that could justify killing all these people and destroying Baghdad like that to get rid of one man.
I wish there is a way that he would step down and then there is no need for an invasion and bombing.
Rebwar Taha is a 32-year-old Iraqi Kurd studying for his MBA at Columbia University.
But you talk about people dying right now because of sanctions, and mostly children and older people are dying. This has been happening for 10 years. So at what point do you say that's enough, we need to change?
Taha's parents also left decades ago, fearing Saddam's growing power. Taha was 6 years old at the time. Recently, his remaining relatives spent all their money trying to emigrate to Europe, but they had to return to Iraq because they weren't given visas. Taha says he reluctantly supports a war because he says there's no other way to remove Saddam.
The arguments that I've heard against war have not been convincing. So especially like from the peace movement, they call out and say peace. But there's no peace without justice. There's no justice in Iraq. So I don't know what peace you're talking about.
And he doesn't believe Iraqis will spontaneously rise up and overthrow Saddam, not without outside intervention. Even Maysoon Tofiq and Salam Alwari, who are staunchly anti-war, concede that that's a long shot. They only have to look at their own families. Gada Alwari, Salam's cousin, says she just spoke with some relatives in Baghdad.
We called them to see how they were doing and to let them know that the war is happening soon.
Their secret code is my name.
Yeah, we have kind of a communication. We tell them that Saddam is coming. That means war is coming.
It means peace.
It means peace.
Your name means peace?
It's the irony. Yeah. We have a conversation, Saddam's coming. Make sure you stock up on extra this, extra that, because he really, you know...
He likes kibbeh.
He likes... I mean, not to make light of it, but this is kind of how we deal with it. And they really don't want to talk about it more than that. And they actually yesterday told me that they said that you guys are more afraid than we are.
During the war in 1991, Alwari's relatives actually went to their roofs to watch the bombs fall on Baghdad. It's a miracle they weren't killed, says Salam Alwari. He's worried his relatives don't understand how dangerous this war could be.
They laugh. They say, nothing, you know, whatever, you know, if it happens, it happens. So what? They don't have hope. There's no reason for tomorrow. Tomorrow is just another day where they have to worry about eating, drinking, and getting their necessities. they are going through a process of a slow death. That's why they don't worry about a war.
Thousands of miles away in New York City, these four Iraqis say they feel helpless. Sure, they call, they try to warn, they send money, but mainly they just wait. Wait and hope there is no war. And if there is, that somehow their relatives will survive. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.